You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class on this Tuesday here at KGYM. Hot and humid outside. Far cry from a week ago. Taking it through the 3 o'clock hour presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out at the aforementioned website at dupaco.com. Good show for you coming up on this Tuesday. We'll talk to Chris Liss. And talk fantasy baseball, a little bit of fantasy football with you as well, as the draft is in the rearview mirror now. And we know where draft picks are going to play their professional careers, at least starting out there. And who's going to make an impact as far as fantasy football is concerned. We will talk with Chris about that coming up on the program in about a half hour or so. College basketball news again today. We will touch upon that. And more. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well. Again, they are 319-366-1600. As we come your way on this Tuesday afternoon on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app. If you have not done so already, please download it. And also, of course, on your app and the stream, as well as your Alexa. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Ben on the other side of the glass, next to birthday guy, Tucker. Happy birthday, Tucker! Had to get that in, and he's right there. So we let everybody know. It's our terrific engineer's birthday today. How you doing, Mark?
Doing well. Happy birthday, Tucker. These guys on the other side of the glass make it happen, don't they?
They do. They got all the magic. So that's, we are very indebted to them at all times. Got a good program for you today. As I mentioned, we'll talk to Chris Liss coming up here in just a little bit. And do want to start off, we do have a very interesting story that we're going to get into as well, that I think is going to get a lot of thumbs up and thumbs down from people. And it's fascinating from a lot of aspects, and we'll get to that coming up here in a moment. But I'm going to start things off today with college basketball news. And we talked yesterday, Mark, about the fact that UNI guard, we're going to still call him UNI guard AJ Green, invited to the G League pre-draft camp. That was news yesterday. Today, invitees to the NBA pre-draft camps were released, and we know one. I think we're kind of maybe surprised by a second, but both Murray boys are going to be off to get evaluated at that camp.
Yeah, the NBA Combine is going to take place May 16th through the 22nd. In other words, next week in Chicago. 69 players invited, including both Murrays. Not sure Keegan really needs that combine, but the fact that Chris Murray is going to be involved, first reported, I believe, by ESPN's Jonathan Gavoni, makes things a little bit interesting. Now, the G League combine overlaps with the NBA combine. Once again, the NBA combine 16th through the 22nd, the G League the 16th and 17th. So 69 players involved in the NBA Combine, and they play 5-on-5 games. They get evaluated. They talk to executives. And
a lot
whatnot.
Of interviews.
A lot of interviews. But that's the case. A large percentage of guys that go to the NBA Combine stay in the NBA draft. Not always. And it's going to be interesting to see where this leads Chris Murray.
Going to be five very interesting games as far as Chris Murray is concerned. And five very interesting games as far as Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa coaching staff is concerned, because I still believe the percentages are that Chris Murray is coming back next year, but...
Now this is a step up from the evaluation process, right?
It's part of it.
Part of it. Okay.
Part of the process. But he's definitely well thought of if he's one of these, 69 players that are going to be invited to this particular camp, for lack of a better term anyway. So you got to think that the percentage of Chris coming back next year to play for Iowa probably went down with that announcement today. If he gets hot from three-point land and does a lot of things to, tantalize the NBA experts out there, perhaps both Murrays are in the draft. We know Keegan's going to get his name called. The question is, would Chris get his name called, and when would Chris get his name called? And if he is going to be a second-round pick, which I think is probably going to be the case, if he does stay in the draft, unless something really, really major changes, is that enough incentive for him to leave Iowa at this point with his brother and cast his lot in professional basketball?
0835 on the text line. That's 319-366-1600. All it can do is help improve his game, more power to him, but would be very surprised if he isn't a Hawk next season.
And I would agree with them at 0835. I'm still thinking that he will be back at Carver Hawkeye Arena next year. But I'm not as certain as I was yesterday.
I mean, the fact that he's in the NBA Combine and not the G League Combine tells you a lot about what the NBA thinks about him.
Correct.
Now, 69 players is more than is going to be drafted.
Yes.
So.
And if you're a second-round draft choice, that does not mean that you are an automatic slam dunk to make an NBA roster.
No.
You could go the Luka Garza way with a two-way contract, et cetera, et cetera. You could end up in the G League for the entire season. Heck, you could end up playing overseas. You know, it's not a guarantee that you're going to be in the National Basketball Association if you're a second-round draft choice. Not guaranteed if you're at the end of the first round, as a matter of fact, but more apt to be there if you're a first-rounder than a second-rounder. But, yeah, I still think he's back in Iowa City next year, but like I said, the percentages went down a little bit overnight.
I think the bottom line is it's quite impressive what these two kids have done in what, 3 years, including the prep school year?
Just amazing.
It's incredible, because I didn't see him more than a couple times at Prairie, but you saw him often.
Yep.
Over their careers. You didn't think they were NBA players then, right?
Well, I mean, you hope. But boy, oh boy, I mean, the percentages are against you to be an NBA. I mean, it's pretty minute as far as the percentages of players playing college basketball getting to the NBA, let alone players in high school ball getting to the NBA. And, great job by Keegan and Chris. Great job by all their coaches, both at Prairie and as well as down in Florida at the prep school, and great job by the Iowa coaching staff as well.
Parents,
yep. Family, et cetera, to get them in the position that they are in right now, and with one going into the NBA and the other one with a prospect of going into the NBA. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. So it's going to be a very interesting next few weeks. As far as Iowa basketball,
especially next week,
is concerned. Going to be very, very interesting. Your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600. Jeff on the text line, one more year, then he can break Keegan's records. Wouldn't that be interesting if we had, Keegan Murray broke Luka Garza's record of season scoring? Wouldn't it be interesting if Chris Murray can break Keegan Murray's record after Keegan Murray beat Luka Garza's record, and everyone thought Luka Garza's record was pretty much untouchable.
Yeah.
Just tells you exactly how things progress, and there is no record that is impossible, except for perhaps the hitting streak in Major League Baseball.
Or an 80-1 shot in the Kentucky Derby.
Or an 80-1 streak, shot in the Kentucky Derby. I think the Major League hit streak games, successive games with a hit, is going to be the one that is going to stay, I think, forever.
That's a whole different conversation.
Especially now with the relief pitching so prevalent.
Nobody talks about Hack Wilson driving in 190 runs.
Nope.
Years and years ago.
Nope.
I'm not sure that'll ever be broken.
Yeah. Matt Fairfax, you cannot, in capital letters, be mad at Chris if he goes NBA. Any of us in his position would do the same. It's fulfilling a lifelong dream. Oh, no. Yeah, I agree. If they give him the green light and say, hey, go for it, then absolutely. Absolutely. And I think a lot is going to depend on – the one thing I'm not worried about with Keegan or Chris is the interview process. I mean, they are great kids, and they are terrific on and off the court, and they're going to ace that. That's not even going to be a problem. It's going to be how Chris performs on the court in those games in front of the scouts and the evaluators. 0835 says, in my opinion – Chris is in the same situation as Keegan last year. Became a key part of the team toward the end of the season, became the player to watch for the draft, and was a guy for the Hawks, and now a top five prospect. Could be the same if Chris stays. I can't disagree with that. Cannot disagree with that. So, and 6429 gets into NIL, which, by the way, is starting to get together and starting to formulate as far as some rules and regulations are concerned. I know Nicole Auerbach put out something earlier today on Twitter that the NCAA is trying to get together. And the horse is out of the barn, folks.
Try as you will, but good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck, because many lawyers on line 1 through 28 from people with large NIL contracts and schools with large NIL contracts out there. And will Iowa have one for him? I don't know at this present time. 3:17, going to talk to Chris Liss of chrislis.com. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk fantasy baseball and fantasy football with Chris coming up here in just a little bit. Wanted to talk about this story because it is fascinating on so many levels, Mark. You and I are both golfers, love the sport, love watching it, love playing it, love participating, have loved the game for our entire lives. Interesting story coming out today. Of course, as we mentioned, U.S. Open local qualifying got started last week in getting ready for, as Roy McIlvoy said in Tin Cup, the most democratic tournament in the world, the U.S. Open, because anybody can be in it if you have a 1.4 handicap and qualify through local and sectional qualifying. Well, with that being said, a story coming out today, and several golf accounts have had this out there, that a gentleman at, I believe, what is it, Oakwood Country Club or Oak something Country Club in Kansas City.
Yes.
Went through a qualifying tournament and put up a astronomical number. A 40 over 112 at Oakwood Country Club in Kansas City. So that right there puts up some red flags. We find out more that this golfer that shot the 112 was in this particular U.S. Open qualifier because it was the punishment for finishing last in a fantasy football league.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are leagues out there that have that sort of a codicil written in, that if you finish last, you must do something very embarrassing. But my question is, on many levels, and this has been bantered about all day by golf people and non-golf people, is the fact that this is a very, very serious event.
Used to be.
Used to be. this is an event where you can be a professional, you can be an amateur. You must have a 1.4 handicap or better to even get into this. You pay to get into this.
$200.
Some guys, this is their lifelong dream. And you stride up to the first tee, and all of a sudden, here's, you know, Joe Blow that you think is a good golfer, and he lost his fantasy league. Nobody knows it. Apparently lied and got with his getting into the tournament, going through, filling out all the paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. If you're an amateur, you must show your work that you're a 1.4, but he signed up as a professional, so they just take your word for it that you're a 1.4 or better. That will change, I'm sure. But interestingly enough, he didn't even show up. This group apparently teed off on the back nine first on number 10. He did not show up quite on time. He actually went to the first tee. They told him, you're on the 10th tee. Came over to the 10th tee, teed it up, you know, basically did the tin cup thing, ran up to the tee, put the peg in the ground. And no kidding, they said he hit it 12 feet. 12 feet. Ended up tripling a par 5, number 10, the 500-yard hole. I don't know what kind of hole it is at Oakwood Country Club in Kansas City. But the point being, Mark, some people think, and I kind of go on this side of it, although I'm not into the, oh my gosh, this guy, you know, this is the worst thing that ever happened. But if you're trying, this is like maybe your one shot that you have to try to get into the U.S. Open, and you have this guy in your group. And you and I have both played competitively enough to know in a competition tournament setting is different than going out and playing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want distractions. You don't want anything throwing you off your game. And a guy that lost the fantasy football league shooting 112 is going to throw you off your game. So you've got a lot of the people saying this is absolutely terrible. It should never happen. What are you doing, USGA? And then you got others saying, this is the greatest thing in the world, man. So what do you think out there? Yay or nay? 319-366-1600.
His name is John Eckert, E-C-K-E-R-T, 26-year-old out of Overland Park, Kansas. Apparently a terrible fantasy football player. Had a lot of guys injured last year. Ended up in last place, as you outlined, Scott. Eckert describes himself as a one-time-a-month player when it's nice. And
if it's nice.
On his best days, shoots in the low 90s. As you said, on the entry form, he designated himself as a professional. And amateurs, again, you have to approve a 1.4 handicap index. He didn't have to do that. He's rubber stamped into the field. Eckert made a mockery of this qualifying process, but at the same token, the USGA allowed it to happen.
Yes, they did.
Just anybody, you know, get the entry form next year. We'll get a collective and get $200, and we'll go play down at Riverside in the U.S. Open local qualifier.
Now, they have talked to anonymously one of the golfers that was paired with him, and they are not very happy that this happened. He shot an 81, but said that it was very distracting, and I kind of side with him. It would be distracting. There is no doubt about it. You know, We got a tournament this weekend in the Crandic Tour. We have a great time out there. It's not nearly as serious as this. But this is U.S. Open qualifying. Like I said, maybe the only shot for some of these people out there, you know, took time off of work, et cetera, et cetera. And you got this gentleman out
there. Legit players.
And you got this gentleman out there that's just hacking it all over the place. And, yeah, not a good thing. Much like on the national scope, a lot of different takes on it here in Eastern Iowa. You go from one side of it, 1096, saying he deserves a chance, makes for a great story. But he shouldn't have the chance to do this. He's a once-a-month golfer.
No.
He's a once-a-month golfer. And 0835 saying that what you were saying, Mark, about the USGA. So that's how you get in. The pros just say you are, and they believe you. Man, I've been doing this all wrong. I'm a pro.
Kyle on the text line, are you sure that didn't happen at Bushwood Country Club? I believe he was a priest playing in a rainstorm.
Thank you, Kyle. He did get in by, well, if he was an amateur, yes, they would have had to show his handicap and all the rounds, et cetera, to prove that you're 1.4. I imagine that the USGA is probably going to change things around and they'll come up with some way to prove now that you are an actual.
Just verify it.
Pro.
If you have to say on your entry form where you are a pro.
Your number. Your verification number on your PGA card.
Call the club.
Or whatever. They can check it out. They've got interns, right? Would you have been upset if you were playing with this guy if you were a scratch golfer trying to get into the U.S. Open? 319-366-1600. That's the that is the question for you today. Like I said, a lot of people commenting as far as social media is concerned all over the board. I think the more serious of golf accounts, the more people are on the side of this was an absolute travesty. And the more non-golf accounts, people are saying this was the greatest. It's not even punishment, though, is it? Except for you got two guys that are, turning red in the face because they're about ready to, toss a five iron in your direction.
It's a reward, isn't it?
It's a reward more than it is something that, a punishment as far as your fantasy football league is concerned. I don't know.
Cyclone Tim says, I'm willing to sub for the Rusty Nails for finishing last in my fantasy league. Careful what you wish for,
Tim. Yeah, careful what you wish for. By the way, we should ask Cyclone Tim if he's the Eastern Iowan that put $1,000 on the Cincinnati Reds at Caesars to win the NL Central.
No, I don't think even Tim would go that route.
I don't think that would be. I don't think that would be a wise thing to do either. By the way, not that it matters to this gentleman, but he's banished for 1 year. But he doesn't care.
He loses
his punishment of a one-year banishment by the USGA.
He loses his professional status too.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Which he never had.
4,007. Yes, that would have been totally distracting. Would have hated it. I would agree. And 5935 says, it would be punishment for me. I can't drive the ball to save my life. And, a lot of people, even in a Saturday group, getting put together with another, two twosomes going together, there's a lot of pressure in that first shot. A lot of people think that's worse than public speaking or anything else, is the first tee shot with people you have no idea.
You want to make contact, right?
You want to make contact. Yeah. That's what you want to do. He barely did, apparently. Oh, man. It would have been better, and I believe they do allow people in the crowd. And maybe his fellow fantasy footballers were there. I don't know.
That would have been punishment.
That would have been punishment, but that would have been worse even for the people that were playing with him. I don't know. We'll see. 319-366-1600.
Would you do this if you're in a fantasy football league, knowing that if you finish last and you're a lousy golfer or average golfer at best, would you do this?
Pete, don't get any ideas. I'm just saying that. Kurt, Pete, no ideas. All right? No ideas for that. But yeah, keep on commenting about that at 319-366-1600. A little bit of NFL news. They keep leaking things out as far as the schedule is concerned before the actual release of the schedule, which will be Thursday night. And we'll talk about that coming up on Friday. But Christmas games, the Rams and the Broncos are going to play the middle game of the tripleheader on Christmas. So that'll be Russell Wilson meeting up again with the LA Rams. Of course, Russell did that many times, twice a year, when he was a member of the Seattle Seahawks. So we'll have that story for you coming up on Friday. We're going to get you to Chris Liss of ChrisLiss.com. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. 0333. How did they not require a PGA member number? Yeah. I have a number, but I'm not a 1.4. There you go. I don't know. I mean, got to think that is going to be a prerequisite.
I'll have to ask Brian Haas next week, PGA professional. He's probably got a number or a card of some kind, right?
Oh, yeah. They got
cards. Proves he's a PGA professional.
Very true.
Yeah.
3348 agrees with us. Terrifying tee shot with a group you don't know. Especially my tee shots, 3348 says. hey, just have fun with the group and have fun with golf. But that was a whole different situation right there. All right. Mark, going to get to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from Lindale Mall, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. They'll be open at 4 o'clock as soon as we wrap up things here in the Gym Class.
Just one game in Major League Baseball this afternoon. It's the first of two in Oakland. Detroit has defeated the Athletics 6-0 in the first game. Second game coming up momentarily. Everything else in action tonight. The Twins have placed pitcher Chris Paddock and shortstop Carlos Correa on the 10-day injured list. In terms of Correa's injury, means Royce Lewis will be up all that much longer. Should stay up, in my opinion. But nevertheless, Correa, who claims his finger injury isn't real serious, going to go on the IL after all. And finally, a lot of buzz today, Tom Brady, who apparently is going to return and play football, has agreed to a lengthy, lucrative deal to be the Fox lead analyst for the NFL, about $25 million a year, 10-year deal, reportedly going to be worth up to $375 million. Tom, why do you still play football?
Good for Tom.
It's good to be Tom.
It is good to be Tom. It is really good to be Tom. And
what are these other guys like Romo and Aikman thinking?
What is Greg Olson thinking?
Yeah.
Who is the number one analyst for Fox? Just in a name-only situation right now, because obviously Tom Brady is going to take that seat and move Greg Olson back to number two when he is done. So Greg Olson took a little bit of a pay cut today without even knowing it. Got beat by Tom Brady again.
Yep.
There you go. By the way, NFL schedule leaks on Twitter has reported that the schedules have been sent to all 32 teams, so you're going to have all kinds of leaks, they are predicting, over the next couple days. In fact, the first leak this coming. If you just follow your Twitter folks who cover your favorite team, but Chiefs Insider is reporting that the rumor is the Chiefs will open at Houston in week number one at noon.
Fortunate.
Well, San Diego. They get the Chargers on that Thursday nighter in week two to open things up at Arrowhead. So you knew it was going to be a road game, and I will definitely take game one at Houston. So never know. Chiefs have lost game one at Houston in the past. I remember that. We'll take a break, come back, and Chris Liss will join us. Get your fantasy baseball questions ready to go. For Chris, if you have an early fantasy football question, as far as keepers, as far as the draft is concerned, rookies that could make an impact as far as fantasy football is concerned, we'll take those as well. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Gym Class right after this on KGYM.
Did you know that motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any other motor vehicle on the roadway? Safe riding practices and cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on our nation's highways. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. All motorists are reminded to safely share the road and to be extra alert. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
I sure hope you're ready to party like it's 1996, because not only can you now enjoy Raising Cane's in Coralville, but you can help them celebrate 25 years of giving back. All you've got to do is purchase a limited edition 25th birthday plush puppy. You can do that in restaurant or go to RaisingCane'sGear.com. Do that before June 5th. Then Raising Cane's going to take all net proceeds and donate them to Cedar Bend Humane Society. Do some good. Enjoy yourself some hot cook-to-order chicken fingers at Raising Cane's One Love, now open in Coralville at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue.
You've got it all planned. Spring cleaning, then off to the landfill and recycling building on Saturday, right? Hang on. You need an appointment if you're coming Saturday. Don't have one? No dice, pal. So plan ahead with a Saturday appointment or bring your stuff to the landfill and recycling building on County Home Road Monday through Friday between 7 and 4. You never need an appointment on weekdays. Simplify spring cleaning. Visit the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency weekdays or make your Saturday appointment early. Details at solidwasteagency.org.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. I love our listeners. They are awesome. Talking about the gentleman that got last in his fantasy football league and had to play in the USGA US Open local qualifier down in Kansas City. Cyclone Tim with, I think, the best one of the day. This is not your bar outing here. Hopefully he did win a nice sleeve of balls for the shortest drive.
Isn't that your first indication the guy's lousy?
Man, 0835. They got to give this guy credit. He'd have hit it farther than I would. Probably would have taken me three or four swings before I hit. 3037 with the 269 area code helping out. He will be flagged within the USGA and probably won't be accepted to future applications. You don't need a card or number to be a professional. The PGA of America does require membership and has membership numbers. Anyone can call themselves a pro. Obviously, because this gentleman did. So there you go. Thanks for the text. Text us now if you have a question for Chris Liss of ChrisLiss.com. And we're going to talk to Chris about fantasy baseball. And if you have an early fantasy football question as far as draftees are concerned, let us know. And we'll pass it along to Chris at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Chris, hello. I got to ask, have you ever been in a fantasy league where if you finished last, you had some sort of punishment?
Yeah, well, we have a stake league. So basically, six of us, you know, our subset of the league, the first three guys eat for free. The fourth guy pays for his own stake. The fifth guy pays for his and one other. And the sixth guy pays for his and two others. And so you never want to be sixth, because the guys who are eating for free – we'll get the steak and the lobster and the shrimp cocktail and soup and the dessert and a lot of wine. You know, so they, they run up the bill on you. So that was, you'd have to do anything like embarrassing for yourself except to watch these people eat on your dime.
See, I like that better. You read about the gentleman that finished last in the Fantasy Football League, and they somehow got him into a USGA, US Open local qualifier for golf, and he shot a 112.
I didn't see that, but that's embarrassing. but yeah, no, I mean, that's fine. I've seen all sorts of things, like people have to, I don't know, go to weird places and stand all day or sit in a diner all day or whatever, 24 hours. But the steak thing is great because what I figured out is even if you're in last place, and it's only happened to me once in 20 years, by the way, it was unpleasant, but it was the year Randy Moss went to three different teams, and I spent a lot of them. And I realized, well, I'm still getting everything for half price, right? Like, I pay for half the check. I'm paid for three out of the six checks, but it's still half price. So I got the steak and lobster also. I just decided to enjoy myself.
I like your idea right there. I think that's
everybody wins with steak and lobster. Come on.
Yeah.
True. Very good.
So, yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Chris, I want to talk about injuries. Are they up this year in your mind, and how has it affected your teams?
Sorry, I missed what you said. You want to talk about what you say?
Injuries. Are they up this year? How have they affected your teams?
I don't think they're worse than last year. In fact, it seems less. Maybe I'm just because my team. I did have DeGrom in one league, you know. What actually hurt me was Tatis and DeGrom but that was weird because of the lockout, there was a 6-month lag on news and was like, oh, okay, I drafted Tatis 1.1, and all of a sudden it's like, wait, he's out till June at least. He hurt his wrist in a motorcycle accident. I'm like, what the hell? This should have been known, but nobody knew because there was nobody reporting on any of it. And so there was that. But since the season started, actually it's not been too bad, knock on wood. I mean, Who are the most prominent players that have missed serious time?
Correa went on the 10-day today, and
Moncada, Eloy Jimenez,
yeah, non-White Sox that has missed a lot of time. But most of these guys, right, are, you know, Correa was a 10th round, 12th round pick, you know, in leagues, and Moncada, same thing. You know, the guys in the first round so far, most of those guys, besides Tatis, which, you know, again was before the season, I just didn't know it. They're in the lineup. And you look at last year, it was just a total bloodbath. I mean, like half the first round was missed half the year. Now we're only, you know, a month into the season, so it still could happen. But it seems better, actually, this year.
Who would you like to see healthier for the greater part of the season, Trout or Buxton?
I like both those guys. I was known as the Buxton guy. And Buxton all of a sudden is like the best player in baseball besides Ohtani. And Trout, that was Trout. I mean, the thing was, Trout got hurt last year, but he was raking just like this last year when he got hurt a month into the year.
Mm-hmm.
And now this year, he's got 1,100 OPS again. And, you know, Trout, he's never shown an inch of decline. Nobody has said about Trout, like, oh, he's not the guy he used to be. No, he just got hurt a couple of years. So, you know, Buxton's never done it. He's never really played 150 games. Buxton could hit 45 home runs in 150 games. He could steal 25 bases. He could win a Gold Glove in center field and be, you know, pushing. Well, Ohtani's like the automatic MVP if he's healthy, but he's the best pitcher in the American League also. Best hitter and best, he's the best pitcher, and he could be the best hitter. But Trout is the best hitter right now. And he just, you know, so I hope they're both healthy, but I have a share of Trout and one share of Buxton, so 50-50.
Do have a question here from 9121 as Chris Liss joins us here talking fantasy baseball and fantasy football. Seattle Mariner pitcher George Kirby, is he the real deal? Do I pick him up?
I think you should definitely pick him up. You know, a lot of these rookies struggle when they come up. He pitched a gem, his first start ever against the Rays. 7 Ks, no runs, 4 hits, no walks. He was a top prospect. He dominated 32 strikeouts, 5 walks, and 24 innings in Double A this year, just to start. So absolutely pick him up. I mean, there'll be some bumpy times probably at some point, but absolutely.
Got another text here, Chris, and I don't know how much time you've had to delve into the NFL draft, but it has to do with Breece Hall out of Iowa State. Is he worth the number one overall pick in a dynasty rookie draft?
I don't want to give too much of an opinion until I look a little deeper, but the guys that I talked to think he might very well be the best running back in the draft, and usually the top running back is the guy that you want with the first pick in Dynasty. The only thing I'll say is that he's going to share some backfield work with Michael Carter, and so I don't know how much, you know, what the share is. He'll probably be the starter because they invested a second-round pick in him, an early second-round pick. So, yeah, I think it's reasonable, but I haven't done enough research to really, you know, to say that definitively.
Mm-hmm.
319-366-1600 at 345. Chris Liss of ChrisLiss.com joining us, answering your fantasy baseball and a few fantasy football questions, if you have those. As far as fantasy baseball is concerned, right now, Michael Kopech is off to an amazing start for my White Sox. ERA under one. 0-0 record. Because you obviously saw what happened last night in the late innings for the White Sox. I have to laugh about it because I would cry if I didn't. This guy could have 5 or 6 wins right now.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with him, and it's the problem with a lot of people, he doesn't go very deep into games, right? So a couple of his outings were 4 innings, a few were 5 innings. He went 6, should have got the win yesterday. But he's got a lot of short outings. And the strikeout-to-walk ratio is just okay. You know, 30-13 is not bad. But, you know, he throws, 100 miles an hour and, you know, is a big top prospect that's finally turned the corner. It looks like he turned it last year, and he's interesting. Dylan Cease, I think, has been even better in terms of just raw output. But the White Sox, if they ever could get healthy all at once, have a lot of good players. They've got a lot of good young players.
And catch the ball.
Yeah.
Chris, are you surprised very much about your Yankees? Judge and Rizzo off to great years, got a great pitching performance yesterday. No hitter through 7+. How about the Yankees?
They are in really good shape. They don't really have a center fielder. Now, Hicks is the center fielder, but he gets hurt all the time, and then their backup center fielder is Judge, so they're a little thin defensively. But when you have, you know, Gallo, Judge, Stanton, Rizzo's been hitting the home runs too, and, you know, Donaldson and Gleyber Torres, I mean, there's a lot of pop on this team. And then Cole looks like himself. Severino looks decent coming back finally. Nestor Cortez yesterday, as you said, had the no-hitter going. The rotation's good. The bullpen is extremely deep. This is a good team. The team, you know, their catcher position could be upgraded. And of course, they have the resources to make trades. So this is a good team. It's good to see.
You have Gary Sanchez back if you want.
Yeah. You could keep him. That's fine. I'm happy to.
85-23 with a question. If Grayson Rodriguez comes up, is he a must add? Will he come up this year?
I don't know, actually. And, you know, it's a situation where Baltimore used to be a bad place for pitchers, and now they moved the fences, and maybe it's a good place for pitchers, and it was one of those organizations that couldn't develop a pitcher. I'm looking at his numbers. He's got to come up, you know, what he's doing in AAA. I mean, he's 38 strikeouts, 8 walks, and 27 innings. He's going to be up, and they haven't – I guess it's not imminent, but, you know, John Means out for the year. There's definitely room for him. And then the other guy is Adley Rutschman, you know, when they're going to call him up, which could be in a week or two.
Yeah, Baltimore's starting to get some. I mean, this is not Palmer and all those guys at the 1970 mark, but they're starting to put together some young arms.
Well, you know, it helps when you draft early every year in the amateur draft because your team's one of the worst. So, yeah, they've got some picks.
Very much so.
Boston's got some guys sticking in the East that are putting up good numbers, but man, that's not a very good team, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Sale is out, now he had some, I don't know what his setback was, some kind of illness or something, and so he's, you know, June now, and that's their ace, right? I mean, Whitlock's pretty good, and Eovaldi's okay, and now Waka, who they were getting some mileage out of, is on DL. So Tanner Houck has struggled. So the pitching isn't there, and it doesn't look like a very good team. You know, when they got rid of Betts, who's there, sort of face of the team, franchise, elite player in his mid-20s, and didn't sign him. That was sort of, you know, that was a sign that they were, that was kind of an odd thing to let a player of that age who's the face of your franchise go, and they haven't been, you know, the same since.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. A few more minutes with Chris Liss of chrislis.com. Question from 9663 about DeGrom and the Mets. Any word about his injury?
Yeah. The latest, we just had a note on RotoWire today that was he's probably out till he got transferred to the 60-day DL, and he's probably out till after the All-Star break. So he's got the shoulder thing, and, you know, he was getting drafted in the first round in right before he aggravated the injury, because he was throwing 98 and he was dominating for a couple of innings in spring training, and then he went down again. And who knows, right? I mean, pitchers, yeah, I remember, you know, Roy Halladay and Cliff Lee, like, they went south in my, and then that was just over. Like, 6 months later, like, that was it. And they were at the top of their game, and it just goes really quickly. So we'll see. Hopefully he's healthy. He's still the best pitcher in baseball when he's healthy, but you're looking at second half of the year at best. And I wouldn't even be shocked if, you know, he has a setback and they said, okay, we'll shut him down for 2022.
Are you happy with Kayvon Thibodeau?
Yeah, I'm not a real college guy, but the guys that I trust say that this guy is an elite edge rusher, and they got a lineman in the first round. I was saying last week they're going to get a defensive lineman, they're going to get an edge rusher, and they're going to get an offensive lineman. They did it. They got a tackle and an edge rusher. And, you know, it's not exciting for fantasy, but, you know, you got to get what you need, and I think they did it. So I'm kind of excited for them.
Okay, what the quarterbacks, that's always the glamour position. You got Pickett going to the Steelers, probably not going to be in there right away, but with Trubisky in there, it's probably going to be only a matter of time. Then after that, of course, you had to wait a while as far as the rest of the quarterbacks, but you got Willis in there, a couple more, the North Carolina quarterback.
Desmond Ritter is on the Falcons,
yep.
And, you know, they're going with Mariota, so.
Who starts first?
That happens sooner rather than later.
Who starts first?
Which rookie starts first? I guess I would say Pickett, because he could conceivably win the job in camp, right? Because, Trubisky is, that's sketchy. I mean, he's a veteran, but, I think the plan would be for Trubisky to start and keep the job. But, you know, Russell Wilson beat out Matt Flynn that year. I mean, it doesn't really take a whole lot to beat out a weak incumbent. So I would say Pickett, but, you know, Mariota never stays healthy. And so, Desmond Ridder could beat him out. So some of the other guys, Malik Willis, I guess I'm not a big college guy, but I guess he's a big running threat, and he's not going to beat out Ryan Tannehill, but one of those guys that would have a lot of upside should Tannehill get hurt.
85-23 in the text line. Is Gurriel done? He looks horrible this year. I'll piggyback on that. Is Sano done?
Yeah, well, Sano's hurt, right? He hurt his knee.
Right.
I had Sano. I thought Sano maybe was heading for a good year, but, you know, he hurt his knee, and it's hard to hold on to a guy that's not even that, you know, that good. Gurriel, all the StatCast stuff is pretty weak for him. It's not just that he's hitting 190 with no home runs. He's not hitting the ball hard. But sometimes, you know, some of the guys that I follow, I think they double count. So they say, look at his bad year, and his StatCast numbers are bad. And I'm like, well, that's what a bad year looks like, right? You're not making good contact. You're a little out of sync. So, of course, you're not going to have 110-mile-an-hour line drives, when you're hitting 196. I would say probably not. I think Gurriel, obviously, if you have someone, decent available, go ahead and do it. But in a deeper league, I would definitely hold on to Gurriel. I would expect him to hit.
All right. Chris, hey, appreciate it as always. We'll be back with you on a Wednesday a couple weeks from now. Looking forward to that. And we'll check everything out at chrislis.com and, of course, RotoWire as well. And thanks for the info. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, Scott. Thanks.
All right. Fantasy baseball and a little fantasy football talk with you here at 3:53 on a Tuesday here in Eastern Iowa. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up after this here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Menards has what you need to keep your garage clean. Save $8 on a Libman 18-inch push broom. Just $4.99 each after sale price and 11% rebate. Clean up messes wet or dry with a Porter Cable 1-gallon wet-dry shop vacuum. Save $24. It's $14.99 after sale price and 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything at Menards. Good through May 14th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with you in the Gym Class here at KGYM. The Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll come your way next from 4 until 6. We got NBA playoff basketball coming up for you tonight. 6 o'clock with the pregame, 6:30 with the tip. It is Game 5, pivotal Game 5 between Miami and Philadelphia from South Florida, from South Beach. That series tied at 2. Also tied at 2 tonight, 9 o'clock tip-off for Phoenix and Dallas. They are tied at 2 games apiece. We've had one first-round series finish in the National Hockey League with the sweep by Colorado over Nashville last night. But Game 5's tonight. All these series tied 2-2. Boston at Carolina, Tampa Bay at Toronto, L.A. at Edmonton, and the Blues in the Wild tonight at 8:30 on ESPN. I will be appointment viewing on that one coming up this evening. More schedule leaks. I mean, this thing is going to be put together before the NFL Network has a chance to trot this thing out.
It's supposed to start Thursday night, right?
Thursday night. The latest is Sunday Night Football, Week 10. It'll be the Los Angeles Rams at Lambeau to take on the Green Bay Packers.
It'd be a good one.
That is the latest leak to come out. And as I mentioned, Chiefs at Houston is a first week matchup right there. And that will be down at, are they still calling it Reliant Stadium? I don't even know. The stadium in Houston where the Texans play. That's where they're going to be playing that game. Mike Petrillo will join us coming up tomorrow. We will talk a lot of Major League Baseball coming up tomorrow on the program and the news of the day as well. So looking forward to have Mike on for the first time this year. Always does a great job as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And schedule comes out on Thursday. We'll take a look at it. We know who's playing who and whatnot, but it's always fun to take a look at the primetime games and who's going to get more than they deserve.
We'll probably know it all before the announcement.
Dallas will
right?
get 6. Yeah. We know the Thanksgiving Day tripleheader as well.
Right.
That has also been leaked out. NFL schedule leaks, by the way, is a very, very good source for all of that. If
it's
you
a good
are,
Twitter handle, isn't it?
NFL schedule leaks? Yeah. That's their Twitter handle. NFL game leaks
okay.
out there. All right, Mark, we will do it again tomorrow at 3, and go get signed up as a pro in your local qualifier.
Sounds like a plan. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job.